and we are live. What's up, K-Casters?
What's up, K-Casters? Guess who's back?
It has been a hot minute since we recorded together.
It has been a hot minute. I've been dying.
Like, it's straight up, it's been like a month since we recorded together. And we decided...
We have a lot to talk about today.
Oh, yes. But we are going to start with the most basic. BTS had a comeback.
Yes, they did.
And I always thought that, like, when BTS had a comeback, I'd be doing a solo cast. Because you weren't into BTS when Idol dropped.
I wasn't. And then, but now I'm officially back as an ARMY. Biggest shocker ever. Biggest twist of 2019.
I, like, forced Anpanman down your throat.
You really did. But, I mean, it's okay, because it's a bop. Straight up. Song's played.
Which is funny. If you notice in the Boy With Love choreography, they do part of Anpanman.
I see that.
I almost know the whole dance. I'm kind of proud of myself.
Good for you. Yes. Why am I talking like this? What's up, bitches?
Wait, car.
Yep. Okay. We do. Let's break down this album. Let's start with the title track, obviously.
Well,
Boy With Love.
I have them all written down. I have them written down in order, too. So, we want to start with the comeback trailer, or we want to start with the title track?
Let's do trailer, I guess.
Wait, what?
The trailer, the comeback trailer. It was Namjoon's turn finally. As you realize, Suga's next. Suga's the only one who hasn't done one. It's Suga next.
Yeah.
I am ready.
I'm so ready. He's gonna
Me
kill
too. I
him.
Can't wait. I really can't wait.
Because when it comes to BTS rapping, J-Hope's is always either dark or positive. Namjoon's is always positive, and Suga's just dark.
I know.
Like, I miss BTS doing dark concepts. The past,
I agree.
With the exception of Fake Love, the past couple have been very bright.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Persona music video was really freaking weird, though.
It took me back. So, if you guys, I feel like at this point, everybody knows, I dropped out of BTS around Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So anything before Blood, Sweat, and Tears is my element. Like, that, I know all of it. Like, I was a hardcore ARMY, okay? And so, as someone who loved the Boy in Love, like, the whole concept, I loved it. I loved thinking of idols being in, like, that high school scenery. I don't know what it is. I find it adorable. I love it.
It really is.
So, when I saw that they were going back to their roots, Brianna can vouch for this, I flipped out. I flipped out.
When they were talking about doing, like, a whole time travel thing and going back in time, I told Janelle about it. And he went, I might have to become an ARMY again.
Yeah, like, I might. Really
and
might.
And behold, you did. So just
it's a lot of arguing, but I'm back.
Just to remind people, who is your bias?
Suga. The one and only Min Yoongi, okay? And my bias wrecker is Taehyung, of course, the Taehyung baby.
Him and Taehyung and Namjoon bias wreck everybody.
Like, honestly.
Like, they are the ultimate bias wreckers.
Honestly, like...
Those pictures of Namjoon, though, that mean you've been sending back and forth.
Namjoon comes for me.
He does.
Like... hard.
Especially because, like, he seems like, just within his lyrics, he wants to hug, like, every ARMY. And just, like, not let go. And I'd be so content with that.
Me too.
Especially when you look at the lyrics in Persona. Which, it's like, I understand he said it this way for music purposes, but when he says Persona, I want to hurt somebody. But, you know, it's, I want to give you all the voices till I die. I want to be all the shoulders when you cry. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, I want to hug you. You're hitting soft hours here, bub. But then just that whole him saying, like, he didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, It's definitely poetic.
Persona was honestly like not just the track, but the entire album. This whole era was honestly really about them going back and never forgetting who they are, or where they came from, or the type of people they were when they started this career, moving forward. And one thing that I don't know if anyone has really realized this, but the reason why they simplified the choreo for Boy With Love was not for Halsey. It was for ARMYs, okay?
Yeah.
Like, if you guys didn't pick that up, it was for ARMYs. They made it easier so that ARMYs could do it. You know, they everything they've done this comeback is 100% for ARMYs. Like, appreciate what y'all get, guys. Like...
I haven't been able to do a BTS choreo since Mic Drop. And even then, I still don't know all of Mic Drop. Like, the only one I probably know a majority of the way through is Bepsae, which is arguably one of the easiest choreos.
Yeah, I know Bepsae through and through.
Yeah, but, like, I know the point moves for the different songs, but I can't do it all the way through because I'd hurt myself. Especially Spring Day.
Have you seen that fucking? I don't know what song it is, because I haven't watched any live performances. But that one where they spin and they go on the floor, I was like, nah.
From the new album or from? Because that was Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
No. It's from the new album.
They spin, Dionysus.
I think so. I haven't watched any, like, choreo.
Dionysus, Tae, Jimin, and Hobi do a shoulder roll off the... No, Jungkook. Do a shoulder roll off the table, and I'm like, nope. I can do a shoulder roll, just don't look right. But yeah, so... I definitely, like, Persona definitely was like, okay, listen, we're going back to what we used to be.
Mm-hmm. Like, even his like whole flow just went back.
Yeah, it did.
Like,
the flow he has with BTS is different than the flow he has as RM. When he sings his own personal songs, it's like, oh shit, who you coming for?
Facts. Like, it's always been different. Like,
right. Like, if you listen to Persona compared to, you know, Joke, then you don't believe it's the same person.
Right.
But I was really happy to see him back in that high school setting, even though the room looked trashed. Like, it was supposed to represent the growth of how they weren't young anymore. That they've gotten more mature between their music and their personality. Well, maybe not their personalities, but maybe not that. But it was definitely like really nice to see. And then with Boy With Love, it was just so bright and so colorful. That in a sense had, from Spring Day on, was kind of very bright. But the style of the music was their old stuff. And it was really cool. Like, the video was stunning. RM looking like a damn pimp.
One thing Dre pointed out in his reaction was that during that scene, Suga had this, like, I don't really care what you're doing face. This is kind of funny. it was funny.
If you, even when the dance practice, if you watch him, he's so unbothered. The only thing I think that bothered me about Boy With Love is the auto-tune.
Like, God, Suga doesn't sound like Suga.
He doesn't.
Neither does
J-Hope. It sounds like he has cotton balls in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and I remember when I first got into BTS, I learned he rapped with a lisp. And mm-hmm. I was, it sounds like the Lisp's kind of more personified. Okay, sorry about that.
Timed out. Don't stitch this one backwards.
Yeah, so, what I was basically saying was, it sounded like he was talking with, like, a lot of shit in his mouth. J-Hope didn't
know. Yeah, like, J-Hope.
If it wasn't for, like, the certain way they say words, I wouldn't know it was them.
Right.
And I found myself doing that during one of the other songs. I think it was Dionysus. That I was like, wait, who's rapping? Then a certain word was said. I'm like, never mind, it's Sugar. Like, it was just weird. I'm not going to lie. I don't remember Micromosos that much. I guess because I only listened to the album maybe once. Like, in its entirety. So, I don't remember too much about that. I remember just kind of, like, standing back and going, oh, shit. But that's all I really remember about that. I don't know about you.
It's kind of same. I didn't think... I'm going to be real with you. The ones that... The tracks that stand out to me the most, obviously, Dionysus. Mm-hmm. And Persona and Boy With Love.
Right, those are the ones that stood out
other than that...
I would say, like, the other ones, like, the whole album was great. It was a beautiful album. The only other one
that go ahead. I remember Make It Right. Make It Right was really good.
Make It Right was really good. I do remember that one. And the other one I remember is Jamas Vu, because it gave us a trio that I never thought we'd see within BTS. Which was J-Hope, Jin, and Jungkook.
Right.
Because whenever it seems like they pair off, it's always, you know, it was RM and Tae and Jimin and Jungkook. Like, it was never those three together. And that was something I really enjoyed hearing. Like, it was just, to me, that was, I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize it was just them. So... That was kind of...
Which I get. I get that.
Yeah.
I do kind of agree on that. I do like when, like, duos or splitting up gets switched like that. Mm-hmm. I can really appreciate that, you know?
Because for years, we just had the rap line doing a song together.
Yeah.
Like, between the Cyphers and then Deng, like...
Yeah.
To...
Which... I would really appreciate it if they did another cipher.
Yeah, I would appreciate it. I understand.
I did hear that they're like done doing ciphers.
They didn't want to do ciphers anymore. Like, I feel like in a sense they feel like they grew out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is completely understandable.
Mm-hmm.
So while I would like another cipher, I understand we're not going to get another one.
Yeah.
Mic drop was kind of the end.
Well, like, if you think about it, just BTS's whole type of... Their whole views changed.
Their music style changed.
Think about it. For those of you who have, like, read the lyrics No More Dream, like, their debut was all about, I'm gonna get big money, I'm ballin', I'm gonna be hella good, like...
But in reality, like, that was kind of like what they were. That was gonna happen.
Mhm.
Like,
and then now I love where they are now. I love the whole love yourself.
Love
everybody. I love the very peaceful approach, you know.
And
it's crazy that they were debuted to be a rapper.
And now they're anything but. Like, yeah, they have rap elements, but they focus more on vocals than anything.
Mhm.
Like, it's at the point where I can, you know, I can pick Jungkook out of his voice. You can have, like, five different voices playing, and I can just pick out Jungkook.
Same.
Because I've heard him so often now.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, with Jungkook, it's not on this album, but Euphoria is one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I think Serendipity and Singularity...
Yes.
Will always be two of my favorites.
Oh, definitely.
But you already know what my ultimate favorite is.
We talked about this the other day.
We did. I already forgot what yours is.
That's okay, because I already forgot what yours is. We're good.
Mine was Hold Me Tight.
And mine was Born Singer.
Oh, right.
Because you know what it is?
That's really, I realize how underground that song is.
It really is. They literally only perform that at concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then there was a whole section of BTS songs that I never knew existed.
Mm-hmm. Like, all their pre-debut stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing Rain was a pre-debut song because I never knew it.
Mm-hmm. But, I think so.
Yeah. But the only other, like we said, the only other song that stuck out to us on this album was Dionysus, because when it's, I don't know about you, but when it first started playing, I'm like, did I download the wrong song? It wasn't until I heard RM that I went, oh shit, this is real.
Listen, before I listened to the album, all of my friends who are ARMYs were like, you need to listen to Dionysus, it is so up your alley, you need to... For those of you who don't know, I'm a metalhead. I'm a metal fan. Almost everybody knows this about me.
Right.
So, like, for BTS to make a rock-heavy song...
It was great.
Like, this album was made for me. So, you can't tell me otherwise. They knew I was coming back.
They knew they were bringing an old fan back at this point.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm going to get hate for that.
I'll get hate for the last podcast, which I'm sorry about the last podcast. I did not realize I stitched that shit backwards.
I'm still dead, okay? I can't. I'm still dying.
You didn't
that.
Even finish it yet.
I didn't, but I'm still dying about how to stitch it backwards.
With the amount of shade I dropped in the 20 minutes of what's supposed to be the first video.
That's wild, man. That's wild. Just from what I've heard, there's so much shade. I wasn't even prepared for it.
And I warned him, too. I'm like, I threw a lot of shade.
I was like, oh, my God, tea. And then it actually happened. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm going to get kicked out of the fandom now.
I'll come with you.
We'll go hang out with the Starlights.
We're dead. I don't know who you're hanging out with. Starlights is dead, dude. That's how quiet we are. We're so quiet, we're dead.
Yeah, essentially. I think it's why it's appealing. So did we want to go into the tea aspect of the podcast?
Sure, let's do it.
So, do you want to start or should I?
Actually, no, let me start. For those of you who have seen Brianna's podcast from yesterday?
I uploaded it yesterday, but I recorded it a few days ago.
From yesterday? Brianna mentioned the subject of how ARMYs keep saying BTS paved the way. Now, let me tell you, Brianna made the most beautiful analogy that was the perfect way to put it. Brianna said, BTS did not pave the way. Their help cementing it. They did not dig
They're helping dig the road.
And that's like the best way to put it, because I want to just mention a couple names that have paved the way for BTS and NCT and GOT7 and all these other idols that have been recently coming over to the U.S. and making a big name for them. At the moment, it's BTS and NCT. 127 specifically.
And Blackpink.
And Blackpink. Yes, of course, Blackpink. Wonder Girls. Big Bang. 21. SNSD. All these older groups, all these second-gen K-pop groups, have paved the way. I just want to remind you guys of how Wonder Girls came to America. Were such a big hit. They performed on the Wendy Williams show. How they went on, I think it was a full tour with the Jonas Brothers.
Was they in a movie, or was that Wonder Girls?
Huh?
I can't remember if it was Wonder Girls or SNSD, but one of them appeared in like a Nickelodeon movie.
I think it was SNSD, maybe?
I think it was, but I'm not 100% sure. PD mentioned it once.
Yeah, I'm not sure of it either. I to be honest, I barely know what Nickelodeon is. But, yeah, all these people have paved the way for BTS, all right? Like, that's just what it is. I can now officially say, as an ARMY, I can say BTS did not pave the way.
They did not.
Like, that feels so good to say, as an ARMY. Listen, like, I understand you guys want to support your boys. I understand some people say it as a joke, like how Orbit, as an Orbit, I say all the time, Dan Luna, support Luna, stream this, stream that, right? Mm-hmm. I say it as a joke.
Right.
I say it because I know it gets annoying. But there are people who are genuinely serious saying that BTS paved the way.
Yeah, they are.
They did not. They did not.
They didn't.
There's so much proof that BTS did not pave the way.
The thing is,
yes, they are making big moves. Yes, they're doing big things. They're doing amazing things in the U.S. But they did not pave the way. They didn't start K-pop coming to the U.S.
Nope.
They're just helping moving it forward.
Exactly, because the point that I believe I made in the podcast was that the reason BTS blew up in the States the way they did, unfortunately, is not because of their music. It's because ARMY are batshit fucking crazy. And they essentially force BTS down America's throats. And they're like, oh my god, bring BTS. America didn't know about BTS. At the time, I barely knew about BTS. And it just was like, when they first got nominated for a Billboard, I'm like, oh my god, that's really cool. Did I think they were actually going to win? No. Because I thought the people who weren't ARMYs were going to look at them and be like, nah. But that was the first time I feel like, as a fandom, and just as in general within K-pop fandom, other K-pop fandoms jumped in and went, okay, well, our group is friends with BTS. We're going to support BTS for right now. And
right.
Then once BTS started getting bigger, they started being like, okay, well, what about my group?
Yeah.
And now within the Billboard for this year, for top social artists, there are 3 K-pop groups. It's hit the point I'm not voting this year because I would not vote for BTS. Strictly for the I know people get aggravated that BTS does win because they win everything because the ARMY fandom is so huge. And like I said, they're psychotic. So the other groups that are involved, which also have very big followings, are not even going to stand a chance.
Because
with the 3 nominated, it's BTS, EXO, and GOT7.
Right.
So,
the ARMY XOL thing has been going on for ages.
Yeah.
When did K-pop stop becoming? Because for those of you who weren't there for second gen K-pop, for those of you who weren't around for that type of stuff, yes, it was violent. I think at one point there was like a stabbing at like Music Bank. Because I think it was Super Junior and so against somebody else, and like it got really big and heavy, and somebody pulled out a knife, and it was epic. But I like second K-pop was really a competition.
Why am I not surprised it's Super Junior?
I don't know. I really don't know. I might be wrong. I just remember hearing about it at one point that there was a stabbing over K-pop.
I'm going to Google this now.
I'll continue what I was saying.
Go ahead.
Second gen K-pop wasn't a competition as heavy as it is now. It wasn't as tough as it is now. Because now it's harder when you're multi-fandom now. Because we get so much hate from solo fans.
Right.
That it's like, well, how are you still loyal to this group if you're voting for that group? why can't I love more? I tweeted this the other day. I want to give major props to people who only listen to one group, because I don't understand how you do it. I don't understand how you listen to one group consistently over and over and over again and not really anything else. Mm-hmm. And not get tired of their music. Like, as someone who stands fix so hard, I can only listen to their music for so long before I want to hear something different.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love Vix and I love their music, but listening to it on repeat makes me want to shoot myself.
Pretty
okay?
Much. That'd like, be with any group.
Yeah, same. Literally any group. If I hear the same thing over and over and over again, I literally want to punch myself. Like, when Kill This Love came out, I was bumping to it all the time, and now I'm tired of it. So, like, what does that tell you? Like, I really don't understand how people do it. So, like, for those people who stan, like, solely BTS and right. only BTS and feel like it's a competition, like, we have to be the best, we have to be the very best, we have to be at the top, why can't you just love them for them? Like, I get some people are like, I really love the boys, so I want them to succeed so much. I get that because I feel that. I want all my idols to succeed.
Right.
But why is it we have to be better than everybody else? Why is it this group, this other group doesn't have the same amount of fans or whatever as us? So why is it like that? Why are they like, this group is like less. We have to be better. We have to destroy them, take them down.
It's stupid.
Why?
It's
so
stupid. I
couldn't
find it, by the way. Every time I tried to look, I got a million different things. One of them was a stabbing in Gangnam, like.
I can't spell, apparently.
This is news, because. But yeah, just to stay on that topic with the solo standing, it's stupid. You don't like mm-hmm. one flavor of ice cream. If you do,
it's
like
literally the definition of, I'm gonna have my cake and eat it too.
Pretty much. Like, cause it's just. Even within, like, let's say you do, like, multiple groups, but you only, like, one member of each group. Why?
I think that's so stupid.
It is. Because there was the one Jungkook solo stan that was just, like, tagging him and everything, asking when he was going to leave BTS, because he was so much better than them, and this, that, and the third, and I'm like, you're stupid.
That's crazy.
It's like, she had selfies of herself on her Twitter profile, so I kind of want her to go to a BTS fan meet and have Jungkook turn away from her. Like, I seriously want that in my life. Because what people seem to forget to realize is that BTS was formed around Namjoon.
I sound like... Rapper Iron arrested for violently beating his girlfriend, then stabbing himself. All K-pop, T.
All K-pop and Korea, but were like two sites you don't use.
I know. That's crazy.
Like, when it comes to Korean news, the only thing I read is Soompi.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're the only ones who don't take shit out of context.
Soompi is kind of trustworthy.
They're more trustworthy than Koreaboo.
Don't even get me started on Koreaboo. I couldn't find it either. Maybe I'm wrong and deluged it, but I feel like I remember somebody talking about it. So,
if one of you guys know anything about that, let us know.
Yeah. If it turns out that I'm not crazy, let me know. It's probably going to irk my soul until I figure it out.
Yeah, right.
What other tea do we have?
I'm trying trying to think because, but apparently this did recently happen again, and I want to reiterate this. I will reiterate this until the day I die. You are listening to a Korean group. You ask going on V Lives and ask them to speak English is ass fucking backwards.
Why do you do that?
I don't think people realize that languages are a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, he could speak English, or you can learn Korean. I started learning Korean before I met Jinal, because I got tired of reading subtitles.
I felt that.
That's the main reason I started learning. And then it was like, nah, I just want to understand what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't get me wrong, I get it. It's annoying having to wait for subtitles. But you're talking to a man who was born and raised in Korea. He's not going to speak English for you. He's not in the States right now. He doesn't have to. And even then...
I feel like people don't understand that other languages exist. And just because that somebody doesn't speak your language means that you should force them to speak your language.
Yeah. Like, I would understand it more if he were in the U.S. doing a U.S. talk show. At that point, yes, he does have to speak English, and it gets tiring, but he doesn't want to go through a translator for some reason or another. But that is also why Jungkook recently had said in a V-Live that he wants to learn, be more forceful with learning his English, so he can help Namjoon during interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably the first time in a long time we're seeing him be a good maknae. And not abusing his youngs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, he'll still abuse Jimin, but that's about it. There's a love there.
Mm-hmm. Some form of love.
Yeah, between the Busan boys and the Daegu boys, there's some form of love. It doesn't always show, but there's some form of love. Nothing will top soap. Sorry. I can't really think of any other tea that would be spill-worthy. I mean, I guess it just comes back to reiterating, it's fine to be a fan of something, just don't be a dick about it.
Facts. Oh my goodness.
To what happened recently with NCT in New York. The fact that they were able to dance with their fans during a random play dance and not be swarmed.
Right.
Like, they were dancing.
It shows that we can be civil, and we can enjoy things together. Because... Let's be honest. When ARMYs attempted the Purple Ribbon Project,
they failed.
When GOT7, who didn't they create the Purple Ribbon Project?
Yes, they did.
When Agassiz did it, it went perfectly fine. You know why? Because Agassiz has learned to control themselves for the most part.
Because it took seeing
for the most part.
No, say because. The Purple Ribbon Project came about after that video of Jackson crouching down in an airport in China saying, please leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were so up in his personal bubble that he couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it before, I've said it again, I'll say it till I die or I stop listening to Korean music. If I see you swarming an idol, I don't give a fuck, I'm knocking you on your ass.
Check.
Or I will shove my phone in your face and see how you like it.
Which, I respect Tay 100% for doing that.
Tay handled it beautifully.
Like, this is why I can't be an idol, because if y'all ever were surrounding me, I would deck them so hard.
Trip them.
I don't know what happened. She fell, dude.
I have a lot of respect for one of BTS's security guards. They notice the one fan who always follows them. Like, the one that security still hasn't really done anything about. But he kind of noticed her trying to sneak up on the boys, and he hip-checked her into a trash can.
Nice.
Like, it was beautiful. But when Tay, when she was shoving her phone in his face and taking pictures and following, he held up his phone like he was taking a picture of her and took a selfie. And once she saw the camera, she ducked. She was afraid. So if you're afraid of it, what makes you think it's okay to do that to an idol?
Exactly. Wouldn't she, you would think she would be honored that Tay would take a picture of her.
Yeah, right? Like, shit, pose cute.
That guy's like, eh, pose starts posing.
Like, there's a reason a lot of them don't go live anymore. And that's because they're getting tired of this shit, and I can't blame them. We're not all going to be
translating all the time. That I feel like we need to reiterate this again. Mm-hmm. If a member is doing a solo live, do not ask where the other members are.
Yep. Because that happened recently during, it was JB and Yugyeom. They were doing a Just Two showcase. And I jumped in for a couple minutes. JB speaking English was extremely adorable. It's hit the point that Yugyeom is more fluent. But somebody asked, where's Mark? And they both kind of looked at each other and then just went, Mark's in Korea. Like, they're all doing their own things. Granted, I don't know what half of them are doing. Youngjae's recovering from surgery. Mark's modeling still. Jackson's doing his solo stuff. Jin Young's doing a drama. Yugyeom and JB are doing the Just Two stuff. Like, Bam Bam just released a baloney commercial in Thailand. I watched that. I was like, what the hell is this?
At this point, I'm scared to watch any of his commercials because, listen, Asian commercials be the weirdest. Now, this is coming from someone who's half Asian and lived in Korea. I can't. These commercials. I'm crying. Commercials are, like, the worst.
Yeah. Especially in Japan.
Oh, my God.
Japan's got some weird ones. But
we're all just weird. How about that?
Pretty much. But when it comes to asking for other members of groups in their V-Lives, how do you think that makes them feel? That they're taking time out of their busy as hell schedules. Let's face it. They practice dance for 12 hours a day and singing for the other 12. Like, they are always busy. The fact that they took an hour, a half hour, 10 minutes out of their busy ass schedule to sit down and talk to y'all. And you're going to sit there and ask for somebody else?
That makes them feel like they ain't shit. Like, they weren't worth it.
Right.
Like, that they have no reason to even give you the time of day.
That's why J-Hope doesn't do V-Lives anymore. He got tired of everybody asking for Jimin, and I can't blame him. Jimin doesn't do it anymore because they all ask for Jungkook. No, but they don't want to do these anymore because you're always constantly asking for your fave instead of enjoying who's in front of you. If you don't like who's going to be live, jump out.
BTS isn't one member, you know?
Exactly.
Like, BTS isn't just Jungkook. It's not just Jimin. Because then they'd be solo artists. No, BTS is seven members. There's seven of them. Appreciate every single one of them, or you're not an ARMY.
You're not. You're not even a fan. You're a twat.
The truth.
I give zero fucks. I'm an adult. I'm going to say what the hell whatever I want. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's fucking 2019, and I've been reiterating this shit for a year. I'm exhausted now.
I'm just upset.
I'm going to leave that picture there for a while if people die. It's the picture you sent me.
I just found something that relates to asking, asking idols to speak English.
Go for it.
The fact that people who speak a second language brokenly are made fun of when in reality they're way smarter than a person who can't speak a second language.
Yep.
Because idols get bashed for their English.
But their English is so cute.
I've seen people get bashed for their English.
I forget. Who did you say? they get bashed for their English. Other than the guy from the movies.
I've seen GOT7. I've seen some Shiny. I've seen who else commonly speaks English. Or attempts to. EXO. I've seen EXO. I've seen Suho from EXO get bashed for his English. He's a leader. He's for at this point, he's almost fluent. But he really does his best because he really wants to connect with everybody. I've seen people be like, LMAO, why is he trying? Like,
he's trying to connect with you, you stupid woman.
I can't stand people.
Neither can I most days. Because Youngjae was, mainly Youngjae from GOT7, who I feel like gets bashed for his English. Except by GOT7 fans, because we all think his English is adorable. Especially him trying to say, like, dandelion, like.
Dandelion? Dandelion.
Oh, Youngjae. But, because I know that, Jesse actually said to Youngchul from Knowing Bros, your English is terrible. And he looked at her and said, well, I didn't learn English in America. I learned it here in Korea. And she went, oh, never mind. You're good then. Jesse, I love you, but bitch, what? Like, he's actually trying, though.
I don't know. I think language is a very touchy subject.
It is, because no matter what, like, English is hard. And then in a recent interview, Suga said Korean's hard. He said if you even attempted to say hi to them in Korean, he would be thankful for it. Because you're at least trying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they're trying, why can't we?
Right.
That's how I look at it.
You totally 100% could try harder.
Right. Well, not me personally, but...
Yeah, no, that wasn't to you.
We both know my Korean.
Yeah, you're already trying super hard, and I totally appreciate that.
We had a complete conversation the other day about how messed up the app I'm learning, that the app that teaches me Korean, that they're giving me the most random sentences.
It's so weird.
The toilet is not in the living room. What? Oh, my God. I think we can end it here, because I don't think we really have anything else to say that hasn't already been said.
Yeah.
So, until next time, whenever that may be.
Hopefully soon.
We should also try to do something for July.
What's July?
Our 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Guys, can you believe? It's almost going to be a whole year.
Actually, I can pull up when our first podcast was. Hold on. Anchor. Because I noticed, I looked on Spotify, and it tends to take a couple hours for it to get to Spotify. Our first podcast was on July 9th.
Nice.
And that's, we uploaded two on July 9th. And then we did it every couple days because you weren't at school.
I wasn't drowning. School's almost done. Think about it this way. School, we're almost there.
Almost.
Like half a month-ish left.
I'm a master.
I get out on like July 9th-ish.
July 9th?
Or the 7th or something.
July.
June. I'm fine.
That's why I was saying, try again, Bubba.
I'm not okay. Anyways.
All right, K-Casters, until next time, whether it's us together or another solo stream. Because let's face it, we tend to do those when we can.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll get back on Instagram together.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Oh, no.
I'm ready for a nap.
Oh, that's rude. I think that's it for us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
it. Take care, K Kcasters. I would say goodnight, but it's 6 o'clock. So.
All right, Kcasters, we'll see you later. And remember, don't be a dick to your idols.
Yes, don't be a dick to anyone. And, unless they deserve it.
Right, if someone you don't like, go ahead, be a dick. But don't be a dick to your idols.
Yeah.